Hey, everybody. This is the Broke Down Podcast, episode number 58. My name is Jonathan, and I want to thank you for checking us out. The Broke Down Podcast is a member of the Osiris Podcast Network. Osiris helps create deeper connections for music fans by creating and curating music and culture podcasts and experiences. To check out all of our great shows, check out osirispod.com. Osiris works in partnership with Jambase, which connects music fans with the music they love and empowers them to go see live music. Speaking of live music, we have a really fun show coming up on December 30th that I want to tell you about. 2019 has been a breakthrough year for the wide-ranging so-called indie jam community. Three of the most exciting acts in the genre, if you will, Riley Walker, Chris Forsythe, and Garcia Peoples, have each released standout records and performed excellent month-long residencies throughout New York City, and now all three are teaming up for a highly anticipated Phish after show on December 30th at Le Poison Rouge, Electric in the Village, presented by Osiris Media. Just a 10-minute ride downtown on the A-Line from MSG, the show is sure to go deep into the night and blur the lines between these collective groups. You know I love them. Chris Forsythe, Tom from Garcia Peoples have been on the show. Riley Walker's drummer, Ryan Jewell, has also been on the show. And I know I mentioned seeing Tom, Riley, and Ryan play with Chris Forsythe a while back at New Blue in New York. This show looks to raise that bar, so I am planning on being there. Tickets are on sale now at LPR.com. $15 in advance, 20 day of the show. $1 of each ticket purchased will be donated to the Waterwheel Foundation, supporting local needs in Vermont. December 30th is always a standout show for Phish, so keep the jams going at Le Poison Rouge for Electric in the Village, presented by Osiris Media with Riley Walker, Chris Forsythe, and Garcia Peoples. Your 2020 self will thank you from the future. Additionally, I must remind you about Osiris's excellent limited podcast, After Midnight. Host Jesse Jarnow digs into the history of the largest live concert from the turn of the millennium, Phish's Big Cypress concert. First three episodes have been stellar. Episode 4 comes out this week, and we'll be focusing on the all-night set, so if you haven't already, head over to osirispod.com to listen and subscribe. Alrighty, I'm gonna sip my coffee and continue this thing. It is December, and I'm late. I'm always late for stuff this time of year, guys. I am... late for holiday shopping, I'm late for work because the morning seems to come before the night is over, and I only see the sun on the weekends, and I'm late with this episode. A true and factual reason for this tardiness is that I was spending a lot of time with my family and my record collection over the Thanksgiving holiday, and I couldn't be bothered to buckle down alone with my computer and the vast riches of Grateful Dead music out there in the universe and find a thing on which to focus. That's the honest truth. A better story is that I was allowing the notions and whims to coagulate into ideas and directions whereby I could steadily navigate this here episode into greatness. I'll leave you to decide which fits the end product. I'm not making any guarantees, but please transmit any kudos or constructive concerns that have been peer-reviewed to eliminate any nastiness or unreasonableness to my Twitter or Instagram accounts at BrokeDownPod, or to my email, brokedownpod@gmail.com. If you simply must send something overtly negative through, please address it for utmost expediency to potus@whitehouse.gov. All right, so I sat down to write this episode a little while back with zero idea of what I was going to spin. I just started putting ideas down. Actually, no, that's not even accurate. I just started talking about how I don't have any ideas, as you've just heard. But I did have one thing I wanted to tell you about. Maybe a couple. For starters, my dudes Jesse and Drew, whom you may know as Elkhorn, and if you don't, please check out episode 41. They have a new episode coming out in February on Beyond Beyond is Beyond Records. The album is called The Storm Sessions, and it features the guys joined by their friend Turner Williams on electric bouzouki and another instrument that I will mispronounce if I try. So what I've heard is outstanding. And I'm going to play a track for you guys. It's pretty great. It's called Electric One, Part B. And here it is. Okay, are you feeling like you're in a good headspace now? I certainly am. That's Elkhorn. The tune is Electric One, Part B. And you can pre-order that at elkhornbbib.bandcamp.com. So while we're all in a good zone, let me tell you that Prana Crafter, a.k.a. Will Soul, and Ragenap, aka Joel Burke, have put together a Robert Hunter tribute entitled No Ear to Hear, which has been released as a split tape by Baked Tapes. This is some seriously heady stuff, and I nearly crashed my truck due to vibing too hard to the Pranocrafter cut. The tape itself is sold out, but you can still stream it on the Bandcamp page, bakedtapes.bandcamp.com, and I have been made aware that the label Centripetal Force and Cardinal Fuzz aim to release it on LP in early 2020. I'll be sure to keep you informed about how and where and when you can grab that. Speaking of Pranocrafter, Will, along with Joseph Allred and Annie McLeod, whom you should recall from episode 47, are all in fine company on a new release titled 10 Years Gone, A Tribute to Jack Rose. Buck Curran curates this compilation that is being released by Tompkins Square. It blends newer artists who were inspired by the work of Jack Rose with several of Rose's friends and collaborators as they all move the music forward while keeping touch with the spirit of Jack Rose. It's a fine set of music, and a great way to dip further into that vein if you've got some interest. Shockingly, that too is on Bandcamp at tompkinssquare.bandcamp.com. Okay, another little sip of coffee here. We'll get into some Grateful Dead. Okay, so this is the part where I really started making it up as I went through and just kind of grabbing at straws. And I thought, well, let's look back 40 years ago. The Grateful Dead were storming the nation, armed with their fresh keyboard player of less than 1 year, Brent Midland. Back in January, we looked at the final tour with Keith and Donna, and now I'd like to peek in on the band that has come together, energized a bit by new blood. I was listening to this on its actual 40th anniversary the other day, and it had me almost dancing down the street. You know, gotta play it cool when you're on your way to work, sometimes. So anyways, I'm going to play this track for you now, and then we'll come back and talk about it before we get into something else. Here we go.
There's mosquitoes on the river. Fish are rising up like birds. It's been hot for 7 weeks now. Too hot to even speak now. Did you hear what I just heard? Cause it might have been a fiddle, or it could have been the wind. But there seems to be a beat now. I can feel it in my feet now. Listen, here it comes again. They're high-stepping into town. The rainbow full of sound. It's fireworks, the light of bees and clowns. And everybody says, come on, children, come on, children, come on and clap your hands. Song.
you. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back in just a few minutes, so everybody hang loose.
That was The Music Never Stopped from December 3rd, 1979 at the Uptown Theater, Chicago, Illinois. That show was released as Dave Picks 31 earlier this year, and wow, right? I mean, that's a Matrix source from Dave Usborne, a man who has done some terrific work for us that's been featured on the show before. Thank you, Dave, for what you do. That was really just a hot, hot track, one of many, and I'll tell you, there's some really special stuff in these late 79 shows. I might swing back to it another time, but I went ahead and started looking while I was listening to that for something different, and I steered back 50 years to December 69 and found this show from December 4th, 1969 at the Fillmore West. Now, a lot of interest is happening in this show, but I'm going to just put this one thing here that completely slays me. Check out this Black Peter. Pardon, there's a couple glitches in the quality in a couple spots, but it's well worth the effort. So here you go. Enjoy.
just then the wind came squalling through the door. But who can the weather come in? Just wanna have a little peace today, and a friend or two I love at hand. Fever on up to haunted and bad. Roll on up, gonna roll on down. One more day I find myself alive. Tomorrow may be gold beneath the ground. See how everything lead up to this day, and it's just like any other day that's ever been. Sun going up and then the sun it going down. Shine to my window and my friends they come around. Come around, come that a man could be as poor as me. Take a look at poor Peter. He's lying in pain. Now let's go run and see. Run and see. Run and see. Run and see. Run and see.
So that's pretty cool. The recording begins with some interesting announcements. If you listen to the whole show, you'll hear them in advance of Altamont, which went down a couple days later. As you probably know, there's been a little bit of hoo-ha fanfare at the 50th anniversary of the Altamont debacle. But I decided to get right into that Black Peter, which is the first known performance of the song, and so that's why it's a little bit different, a little unusual. I hope you dug it. So we're going to do that same thing again. We're going to look back this time 30 years for a little 1989. And sure enough, the Dead played a four-night California run in early December 89. They started with a late addition to the schedule, an earthquake relief benefit in Oakland on December 6th. You may recall that the band was touring back east when a massive earthquake hit the Bay Area in October 89. I talked a little about it back on episode 8. God, that was a while, 50 episodes ago. Anyways, after the Oakland show, they played three nights at the Great Western Forum in Inglewood, California. And that's where our next selection comes from. There are special guests involved, so listen up. And if you haven't guessed them, I will fill you in afterwards. Here we go. We'll be right back.
sad upon a being a fool of people on the road. Who imagine I'm not human? My heart is been stoned. I've never had problems, and my daughter's dripping cold. Cause I'm a messiah, and I can't help but love you so. I'm a messiah, and I can't help but love you so.
We'll be back in the book. Spencer Davis.
sunshine, but I could not take my rest. Wandering like the wild geese in the from the old inn.
That is some hot stuff right there. We heard I'm a Man with Spencer Davis on guitar and singing his song. That was a hit for Spencer Davis Group back in 1967. You may also know this group from their hit Gimme Some Lovin', which of course the Dead covered, and their rather well-known keyboard player Steve Winwood, who went on to do a couple other things of note, I think. I'm not really sure. Anyways, following that we had A Smokin' China Rider with Bruce Hornsby on accordion. Total ripper. Man, what a great run. We're going to have to revisit that one day. There's so much good music in this. I could have definitely done a whole episode on that if I had done the, you know, planning ahead sort of thing. But I think I'm going to leave you with something else. We're going to go back again 50 years to December 4th, 1969. There's a long and lovely Dark Star on that show. This is a full 30 minutes of Melt and just a lovely one. TC's coming through really nicely on the tape, the band grooves beautifully, and then this dissolves eventually into a perfect little high time. Is that too heavy? Perhaps. But this is no K-pop podcast. We are into serious stuff around here. Anyway, I'm going to let you all get down into that. But before I do, I'll remind you to check out the show notes at brokedownpodcast.blogspot.com for track listings and links to the various things we've discussed. And whatever else I think of after I've recorded this, then follow me on Twitter or Instagram at BrokedownPod. Until next time, be well. Thank you.
dogs bark at you. Thank you. you told me goodbye. How was I to know you didn't mean goodbye? And then it can always go on. go on when it's gone. I'm having a time living the good life.
Osiris.